This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump responded after two mass shootings this past weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people, with many wounded. But as VOA's Jim Malone reports, the president is still being blamed for the tone he has taken in the past on the rise of white nationalism in America.
At the White House, a somber President Trump spoke to the nation about the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio.
My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow.
In his remarks, the president focused on mental health issues, and he warned of the perils of the internet and violent video games in the wake of the gun violence. But he said little about new gun control.
The trade war between
Trump
the United States
tried to address some of the more disturbing trends on display in the country in recent years. Several Democrats have condemned the president and his rhetoric in the wake of the mass shootings in the states of Texas and Ohio. Presidential contender Beto O'Rourke, who is from Texas, said the president's past attacks on immigrants have contributed to the nation's divisive discourse.
And then we need to stop the hatred and the racism and the intolerance and the fear-mongering that we're seeing throughout this country and seeing it in the highest positions of power and public trust.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday. That's according to South Korea. The launches came as North's foreign ministry released a statement slamming the joint exercises between South Korea and the United States. It also warned that Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks in the future. This is VOA News.